Today's scripture reading comes from the book of Acts, chapter 2, verses 22 to 36. We'll first hear this in English, then in Cantonese, so please do listen carefully. This is the Holy Word of God.
我们今天会读的经文是《使徒行传》第2章22至36节，请用心来听，因为是神的话语。
If you have your Bible with you, please turn your Bible to Acts in the New Testament, chapter 2, verses 22 to 36. Men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested to you by God with mighty works and wonders, and signs that God did through him in your midst, as you yourselves know, this Jesus delivered up according to the definite plan and foreknowledge of God, you crucified and killed by the hands of lawless men. God raised him up, loosing the pangs of death, because it was not possible for him to be held by it. For David says concerning him, I saw the Lord always before me, for he is on my right hand that I may not be shaken. And therefore my heart was glad and my tongue rejoiced. My flesh also will dwell in hope. For you will not abandon my soul to Hades or let your Holy One see corruption. You have made known to me the path of life, and you will make me full of gladness with your presence. Brothers, I may say to you with confidence about the patriarch David that he both died and was buried, and his tomb is with us to this day. Being therefore a prophet, and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him that he would set one of his descendants on his throne, he foresaw and spoke about the resurrection of the Christ, that he was not abandoned to Hades, nor did he flesh see corruption. This Jesus God raised up, and of that we all are witnesses. Being therefore exalted at the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he has poured out this that you yourselves are seeing and hearing. For David did not ascend into heaven, but he himself says, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. Let all the house of Israel therefore know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified.
其事神迹将他证明出来，这是你们都知道的。既是按着神的旨意先被交与人，你们就藉着无法之人的手把他钉在十字架上杀了。神却将死的痛苦解释了，叫他复活，因为他必不被拘禁。 大卫指着他说：我看见主常在我眼前，他在我右边，叫我不致动摇，所以我心里欢喜，我的灵欢欣，并且我的肉身存有盼望。因你不必将我的灵魂撇在阴间，也不叫你的圣者见朽坏。你已将生命的道路指示我， 必叫我因见你的面，叫我在你面前得着满足的快乐。弟兄们，先祖大卫的事，我可以明明的对你们说，他死了，也埋葬了，并且他的坟墓直到今日还在我们这里。大卫既是先知，又晓得神曾向他起誓，要从他的后裔中立一位坐在他的宝座上。 就预先看明这事， 讲论基督复活，说他的灵魂不撇在阴间，他的肉身也不见朽坏。这耶稣神已叫他复活，我们都为这事作见证。他既被神的右手高举，又从父受了所应许的圣灵，就把你们所看见所听见的都浇灌下来。大卫并没有升到天上，但自己说，主对我主说，你坐在我的右边，等我使你的仇敌作你的脚凳。故此以色列全民当确实的知道，你们钉在十字架上的这位基督，他已经立他为主为基督了。
Amen. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever.
草必枯干，花必凋残，唯有我们神的话必永远立定。
Today we have a great privilege of having Pastor Thomas to open God's holy word for us with a message titled, Jesus is Lord and Christ.
今天我们很高兴有牧师来我当中的正道，他的题目是基督是主是基督。
Please join me warmly welcoming our Pastor Thomas.
我是欢迎牧师。
大家早晨。
Good morning, everyone.
啊，我哋成日都好多預料唔到嗰啲 unexpected thing。
We face many unexpected things.
啊，好似我今日架車一朝早插唔著火嚟，以為嚟唔到。
I couldn't start my car, so I thought I couldn't make it here. 啊，
或者我哋有人生都好多失去咗，突然間唔見咗嘅嘢。
There are many losses we face in our lives.
啊！但係我哋每一個人今日嚟到神嘅面前。
But today we all come before God.
啊！我哋嚟到呢度，我哋一同弟兄姊妹一同嚟敬拜神。
Our brothers and sisters, we all come together to worship God.
啊，係一件好喜樂嘅事。
It's a joyful thing.
啊！喺敬拜神當中，神充滿我哋嘅心。
God fill our heart. When we come to worship Him,
啊，让我哋能够灵里面有喜乐，啊，亦都有欢欣嘅事。
So that we have this joy.
啊，亦都有去听神嘅话语。
And we here to listen to God's word.
啊，咁我哋一齐嚟祈祷。
Let's pray together.
天父，我哋多谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为你已经复活。
Because you have resurrected.
所以我们可以来到你面前去敬拜你。
So that we can come before you to worship you.
让我们在看到你的荣耀的时候。
Let us see your glory.
我们的心就欢喜。
Our heart filled with joy.
让我们今天将我讲道的时候。
In my preaching today.
还有Linda and Doris翻译的时候。
And when Linda's translation.
和会众一同来听你的话语的时候
When whole congregation is listening to your word
求主你圣灵与我们同在
May the Holy Spirit be with us
这么祈祷是奉主耶稣基督的名求
We pray all this in Jesus name
Amen, Amen. 我们最近这一年来
In recent years
有很多不同的家庭
There are many families.
因住家人嘅离世。
Could be that their beloved family member passed away.
佢面对紧一个好哀伤嘅时候。
They have to deal with grief.
亦都有啲弟兄姊妹面对紧疾病。
And there are brothers and sisters who face sickness.
有做紧癌症嘅治疗。
Some are going through a cancer treatment.
面对住肉身同埋心灵嘅痛楚
，to face this torture physically and mentally。
喺呢啲睇嚟，我哋好似走过一条 好似死荫嘅幽谷嘅路一样。
This is like going through the valley of the shadow of death.
啊，好似一个冇出路嘅日子。
It's like sometimes it seems like there's no way out.
但系神都让我哋教会一齐嚟学习。
But God wants us all come together to learn.
啊，去仰望耶稣基督嘅恩典。
To look up to Jesus.
啊，我哋同哀伤嘅人去一同佢哀伤。
We mourn with those who mourn.
啊，去彼此嘅扶持，走过呢段困难嘅日子。
We support each other to go through this difficult time.
啊，更加嘅神俾我哋有圣经佢嘅话语。
God also give us His word, the Bible.
啊，圣经唔单止使人有得救嘅智慧。
The Bible not only gives us the wisdom that leads to salvation.
啊，更加嘅因住我哋去认识同埋信靠耶稣。
It also leads us to depend on our Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，同埋因信靠耶稣所做嘅一切。
To depend, to trust in everything that Jesus does, did.
啊，俾我哋活喺呢一个破碎嘅世界。
So in this broken world,
啊，我哋活喺呢个痛苦当中嘅时候，我能够有得住有安慰。
When we live in this, going through this pain, we can still have comfort.
啊，亦都圣经亦都俾我哋有力量同埋去有盼望。
The Bible gives us strength and hope.
啊，去面对我哋人生好多个风浪。
To face many storms in our life.
啊，去面对我哋去面对佢嘅失望同埋恐惧。
To face despair and fear.
啊，去面对嘅怀疑同埋试探。
To face doubt and temptation.
啊，我哋今日嘅经文。
Today our scripture.
啊，记载喺耶稣基督复活之后。
Was taken after the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
啊，即系话系，即系系耶啊逾越节嘅五十日之后。
It has taken place 50 days after Passover.
啊，呢个系犹太人嘅丰收节或者叫做五旬节。
The Jewish Harvest Festival, or called the Pentecost.
啊，有好多从各地翻嚟过节嘅过逾越节嘅犹太人，佢仍然留喺耶路撒冷。
Many Jews who had returned from various places for Passover remained in Jerusalem.
啊，忽然之间，啊，圣灵啊，好似大风咁，同埋一个火焰咁嚟降落嚟。
Suddenly the Holy Spirit came down like a violent wind and tongues of fire.
好大嘅声响。
With a great sound.
啊，门徒就被佢圣灵嘅充满。
And the disciples were filled with the Holy Spirit.
啊，佢跟住用佢唔同嘅地方嘅方言嚟讲神嘅大能。
And they started speaking in other tongues about the great works of God.
啊，好似你同我而家喺呢度咁嘅样。
It's like us being here.
但是他是从那个时候，啊，用广东话，用英文，用国语，用西班牙话，同一个时候在这里讲到。
But simultaneously speaking in Cantonese, English, Mandarin, and Spanish.
啊，你听不明他的说话的时候。
When we find these words, we don't understand.
啊，我们会觉得他们很吵啊。
We find it noisy.
啊，胡言乱语好像没有意思一样。
Nonsensical.
啊，好似饮醉酒嘅人一样。
And meaningless, like those of a drunkard.
但系呢个正系圣灵嘅大能。
But this is precisely the power of the Holy Spirit.
啊，正如喺啊耶稣同喺啊使徒行传第一章第八节所讲嘅。
As Jesus promised in Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
啊，就佢应许话，喂，但系圣灵要降临喺你们身上，你们就必得着呢个能力。是要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极作我的见证。
But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witness in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth.
啊，期间啊，彼得佢站起嚟，佢对啲犹太人去讲说话。
So Peter stood up and spoke to the Jews.
啊，话佢哋唔系饮醉酒。
Saying that they were not drunk。
啊，佢话乃佢咁样系乃应验咗旧约嘅约珥书所预言嘅。
It is prophesied in the Old Testament book, the book of Joel。
啊，佢话圣灵浇灌嗰个末后嘅日子已经嚟到啦。
That the last days have come, the days of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
啊，到嗰个时候，第廿一节佢话求凡求告主名嘅就必得救。
And everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved.
啊，而跟住喺廿二到第三十六节今日嘅经文嘅里面。
And so as we come to our passages, that we read today.
廿二到廿三十六节。
Verse 22 to 26. Peter calls the Israelites to hear about five things God had accomplished in Jesus.
First, Jesus of Nazareth. 第二節的話，佢系佢哋自己以色列人嘅，已经知道有呢个人喺度噶啦。
That the Israelites themselves already knew.
啊，耶稣虽然出生一个不见经传嘅小城
，although Jesus came from an obscure little town，
但系佢叫嗰啲盲眼嘅能够睇见。
He restored sight to the blind.
佢去赶鬼去治病
，cast out demons.
啊，又叫死人复活
，heal the sick.Erase the dead.
你哋个个系知道睇到嘅。
This was not, you all know about this.
呢个唔单止耶稣系有怜悯人嘅心。
This was not merely Jesus having a compassion.
佢去怜悯人，去帮助嗰啲有需要嘅人。
And helping those in need.
呢个更加系神要藉着呢啲神迹。
Rather, it was God using these miracles
在众人面前去公开的去证明
to publicly prove to everyone
去公开证明这个耶稣的的确确是我的儿子来的
to prove to everyone this Jesus is indeed my son
mighty works
the mighty works Jesus performed on earth
在那里要彰显神的能力
Demonstrates God's power.
又话佢所行嘅奇事 wonder.
The wonders he performed.
要引起人佢对神嗰个惊讶
Arouse people's astonishment at God.
佢又讲第三句话所行嘅神迹嘅 sign.
The signs he performed.
代表背后有一个属灵嘅真理
Represented the underlying spiritual truth.
都难怪连尼哥底母呢个法利赛人喺约翰。福音第三章第二节，佢都咁样讲。
So even Nicodemus the Pharisee said in John chapter 3 verse 2，
佢话拉比啊，我知道，我哋知道你系从神嗰度嚟噶，做师傅噶，因为你所行嘅神迹，如果冇神同在，系冇人能行嘅。
So he said, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with you.With him.
所以彼得话呢个耶稣啊，你其实你个个都知道佢系边个嚟嘅。
So Peter said, you all know who this Jesus is.
但系虽然系咁个样
，But even so，
但你哋第廿三节，你们把他钉在十字架上
，You crucified him and killed him.
你把他钉在十字架上杀了。
You crucified him on the cross and killed him.
犹大为咗三十两银子。犹大为咗三。
Judas betrayed Jesus for 30 pieces of silver.
佢出卖咗耶稣。
He betrayed Jesus.
祭司文字因住佢心里头刚硬。
So the priests and scribes hardened in their hearts.
佢哋唔肯承认耶稣就系嗰个要嚟嘅尼赛亚。
Refused acknowledge that Jesus as the Messiah.
他们认为耶稣正在威胁他们的权威
Believing him to be a threat to their authority.
所以他们控告他说他是亵渎神的
They accused him of blasphemy.
所以他藉着个没律法的人的手即是罗马人的外邦人
And through the lawless, the Roman Gentiles.
他将耶稣钉在十字架上面
They crucified Jesus on the cross.
正如我哋喺受难节嗱，咗听嗰个信息。
As what we said on Good Friday.
耶稣喺十字架上 就个最大的痛苦。
Jesus' greatest suffering on the cross，
就因为他要背负我们世人那个这么重的罪恶。
Was bearing the immense sins of the world。
到一个地步，他经历到神的对他的离弃。
To the point that he experienced God's abandonment。
我要为了要我们能够再一次的被神去接纳。
So that we could be accepted by God again。
但是那些人以为耶稣他这样钉，耶稣这样去钉十字架。
People thought Jesus was being crucified and punished and cursed。
他以为他这样钉十字架是被神去责打，被神去咒诅了。
It's being punished by God。
甚至是耶稣自己的门徒都以为一切都玩完了。
So even Jesus' disciples thought everything was over。
耶稣门徒都以为一切都没希望了。
They thought all the hope were lost。
正如我们好像我们自己经历我们的人生的苦难，也有同样的感受。
We experience similar pain and despair when we experience sufferings in life.
同样的感受到咁痛苦，咁绝望。
We feel despair and pain.
我哋会问神系唔系失败咗啦
？We ask God, God, has you failed?
唔系噶。
No.
正经我听唔系噶。
The Bible tells us no.
而事实上呢个真相系。
The truth is.
23节佢话。耶稣是按着神的定旨先见去被交给人。
So in verse 23, Jesus was handed over to men according to God's definite plan and foreknowledge.
Yeah, 是神按着神那个先定旨和先见去被交给人的。
So it's according to God's definite plan.
你都在我们的西敏子信条第三章第一节。
In Westminster Confession of Faith, Chapter 3, Paragraph 1.
Yeah. In the PowerPoint, yeah. 他说，是上帝在永恒里面，以其至圣洁、至有智慧的旨意，自由不变地他预定了要必承受的事。
God from all eternity did, by the most wise and holy counsel of his own will, freely and unchangeably ordain whatsoever comes to pass.
即是神，他告诉你，神是一个有主权的神。
God is a sovereign God.
神是透过，也都藉着真实的人去做真实的旨意。
Through and by real people making real decisions.
无论那些事情是好的或者是坏的。
Whether good or bad.
好去在那里去完成他的旨意。
God accomplishes his will.
记得在创世纪五章第二十节，约瑟对卖他的那些哥哥们，他这样讲。
So in Genesis chapter 50 verse 20, Jesus said to his brothers.
约瑟和他的哥哥这样讲。
Jesus said to his brothers,
你们的意思本来要害我的，但是神的意思是好的。
You meant evil against me, but God meant it for good.
但是，这样是给我们在当中在受苦的弟兄姊妹是一个安慰。
This is a comfort to our brothers and sisters who are suffering.
神是会用这个世界上最没理由的事情。
God used the most unreasonable and evil thing in the world.
即是最邪恶的事情。
The most evil thing in the world.
就是那个杀害无辜的耶稣。
The killing of innocent Jesus.
去来完成他那个最美善的旨意。
To accomplish his most beautiful will.
又是叫你和我可以再一次和神和好。
So that you and I could be reconciled with him once more.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？神是几咁的爱你和爱我们。
How much God loves us.
耶稣他被钉十字架不是一个悲剧，一个意外。
So Jesus' crucifixion was not a tragedy.
乃是一个使命。
It's a mission.
耶稣不是一个无助的受害者。
Jesus was not a helpless victim.
是一个自愿来到的救主。
He was a willing savior.
第三卷彼得话以色列人都应该知道嘅系乜咧
？So third, Peter said that all Israelites should know this.
啊，第24节咁样讲，神却将死的痛苦解释了，叫他复活，因为他原不能被死拘禁。
In verse 24, it says, God raised him up, losing the pains of death.Because it was not possible for him to be held by it.
啊，因为我哋个个都知道，因为罪嘅结果，啊，罪嘅要嚟嘅审判就系要就系死。
Because the consequences of sin is death.
啊，而我哋世人都犯咗罪。
And all who sin, who, and all people have sinned.
所以我哋人人都会面对死亡。
Therefore, everyone will die.
啊。死亡就是将人好似坐监咁样拘禁住。
Death holds a person captive.
啊，除非。
Unless.
除非呢一个死嘅人系冇罪。
Unless the dead person is without sin.
啊，死亡系所以死亡冇权柄去拘禁呢个冇罪嘅人。
Death has no authority to hold him.
啊，只有神。才是无罪。
Only God is without sin.
啊，神叫耶稣从死里复活的时候。
God raised Jesus from the dead.
第一句要证明的就是其实耶稣就是无罪的。
Firstly, proving that he was without sin.
啊，神为耶稣他去伸冤去平反。
And God vindicated him.
啊，以色列人，你这样去诬告他是错误的。
The Israelites' false accusation against him were wrong.
第二，耶稣的复活是证明他在十字架上所流血的牺牲。
Secondly, Jesus' resurrection proves that his sacrifice.
他这做这个牺牲，神已经接纳了。
God has accepted his sacrifice.
耶稣为我们的救恩所付出的那个赎价，神已经签收了。
God has acknowledged the ransom He paid for our salvation.
啊，耶稣复活第三就证明佢就系神嘅儿子。
Thirdly, proves that He is the Son of God.
啊，佢就系神嗰个圣者，神差嚟嘅尼赛亚基督。
The Holy One, the Messiah sent by God.
跟住第25-28节，彼得去引用吓大卫写嘅诗篇。
So thirdly, so in verses 25-28, Peter then quoted Psalm chapter 16, verse 8-11.
诗篇第十六篇第八到第十一节，去证明耶稣嘅复活。
It's written by David to confirm the resurrection of Jesus.
即系话咧，佢哋嘅圣经即系我哋嘅旧约。
Their Bible, the Old Testament.
啊，尽管。旧约都是为了耶稣去基督去做的见证。
The Old Testament is a testimony to Christ.
啊，呢度话大卫佢预言关于啊耶呢个尼赛亚基督嘅复活。
It's about the resurrection of Jesus.
啊，佢咗预言嘅，嗱而家都喺应验晒喺耶稣基督嘅身上啦。
So it's been fulfilled in our Lord Jesus Christ.
啊。诗篇第十六篇，大卫讲到有一位嘅佢身体唔会朽坏。
So in Psalm 16, David speaks of one whose body does not perish.
啊，但系跟住彼得喺29节咁样讲。
But Peter continues in verse 29.
佢话先祖嘅大卫，佢话他死了埋葬了，如果佢坟墓直到今日仲喺我哋呢一度。
The patriarch David.Died and was buried, and his tomb is with us to this day.
啊，佢所讲个唔会朽坏嘅人，大卫唔系讲紧佢自己。
So David was not talking about himself.
啊，第31节佢话呢个大，佢个就话大卫其实系预言紧呢个基督尼赛亚嗰个复活。
So in verse 31, David prophesied, the resurrection of.Messiah.
啊！神叫佢复活，呢个耶稣就系大卫所预言嗰个系尼赛亚基督嚟噶啦。
Jesus, whom God raised from dead, is what has been prophesied.
啊！第三节佢哋话：我哋个个都系为呢一个嚟做见证。
In verse 32, we all are witnesses to this.
在耶稣基督复活之后，有四十日的时间是跟他们的门徒在一起。
After Jesus' resurrection, for 40 days, Jesus appeared to his disciples.
之后，很多年之后，保罗他在哥林多前书第十五章六节这样说。
So years later, Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 6.
说后来都一时间显给五百多人看，而且有很多大半个人，现在他们还在。
Then he appeared to more than 500 brothers at one time, most of whom are still alive.
所以耶稣的复活不是一个神话的故事。
So the resurrection of Jesus is not a myth.
乃是神嗰个大能嘅作为。
It is a powerful work of God.
系圣经曾经预言过。
Prophesied in the Bible.
即系我哋好多人亲眼佢见到过。
And witnessed by many.
总括下头先所讲嘅。
As what we mentioned earlier.
第一就话神唔单止喺耶稣在世个时候藉着佢神迹去证明佢就系基督。
God not only proved Jesus was the Christ through miracles.
第二就话系神嘅预定，将耶稣去交俾人去钉喺十字架。
But also that God preordained Jesus to be handed over to be crucified.
第三就话系神啊，系神用佢嘅大能叫耶稣去复活。
And the third, that God raised Jesus from the dead through His power.
但系唔单止系咁多。
But this is not all.
跟住第四个要同我讲俾我哋听，第33、第35节。
Fourth in verses, in verse 33 to 35。
我睇第33节，佢话：他既被神的右手高举。
Let's look at verse 33. Being therefore exalted at the right hand of God.
即系第三，中文又话即系他，或者他被高举喺神嗰个嘅右边。
Is being exalted at the right hand of God.
然后就佢又从父就了咗应许嘅圣灵。
And he received the Holy Spirit.
然后将你哋睇见咗听见嘅都浇灌下来，第33节。
And he has poured out this that you yourselves are seeing and hearing.
佢呢度讲话耶稣复活之后第四十日之后，佢被升接到天上。
Jesus was taken up to heaven on the 40th day after his resurrection.
复活之后，他被神升到去天上。
So he was raised up to heaven after his resurrection.
然后神将耶稣高举嘅，佢坐喺佢嘅右边。
And God exalted Jesus at his right hand.
喺神嘅右边系一个好尊贵作王嘅位置。
So being at God's right hand is a position of exalted kingship.
是一个统治万有的这个权柄，神已经给了耶稣。
This authority over all things was given to Jesus.
腓立比书第二章第九节。
So in Philippians 2, chapter 2, verse 9-11.
所以说神将他升为至高，然后又将赐给他那超乎万名之上的名，叫一切在天上的地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，主荣耀归于父神。
Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord.To the glory of God and Father.
使徒行卷第五章第31节。
So in chapter 5, verse 31, Acts.
神且用右手将他高举，要他作君王，作救主，将悔改的心和赦罪的恩赐赐给以色列人。
In Acts chapter 5, verse 31, God exalted him at his right hand as leader and savior to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins.
只有这个耶稣,
Only through Jesus.
他的名我们可以靠着可以得救,
Only through his name can we be saved.
因住神子耶稣去复活。
Because God raised Jesus from the dead.
并且将佢升高去坐喺神嘅佢嘅右边。
And exalted him to his right hand.
耶稣唔单止系将来嘅王。
Jesus Christ is not merely a future king.
其实耶稣就喺呢一刻，就喺呢一度去统治万有。
Jesus reigns over all things in this moment.
佢赐下呢个悔改嘅心。
He gives repentance.
将我哋人好似石头嗰个心改变佢过嚟。
Changing hearts hardened like stone.
但是佢赐下呢个赦罪嘅恩典。
He gives the grace of forgiveness.
使人唔再去被定罪。
Freeing us from condemnation.
因为我哋好似复活嘅基督一样。
Like Christ.
死唔能够再去拘禁我哋。
Death can no longer hold us captive.
我哋因信已经同基督一同死，另一同嘅复活。
Through faith, we have died and risen with Christ.
我哋同基督一同嘅去作王。
Reign with him.
将来耶稣决定咗将从父咗领袖嘅圣灵浇灌落嚟。
So Jesus Christ will pour down the Holy Spirit received from the Father.
就喺呢一时刻去引导我哋同埋加添我哋嘅每日嘅力量。
Guiding and strengthening us every day.
所以无论好叫我哋确实嘅去知道。
So that we can know for sure.
藉着呢个圣灵嘅来临，耶稣正在管治紧呢个世界上嘅每一件事。
That the coming of the Holy Spirit, through the coming of the Holy Spirit, Jesus is reigning over the history of the world.
耶稣管理紧呢个世界上所发生嘅每一个嘅历史。
He's in charge of every single thing in this world.
管理佢嘅教会
，His church，
人哋管理紧你同埋我而家嘅生命
，yours and my lives。
所以无论呢个世界嘅政局有几混乱
，so no matter how chaotic this world's politics，
无论你同我嘅生命嘅里面有几多令人沮丧嘅事情
，no matter how many frustrating things happen in our lives，
好多有破碎嘅关系。
How many broken relationships?
好多孤单无助嘅时刻。
How many lonely and helpless moments?
圣经讲俾你听，耶稣其实而家都喺度掌管紧。
The Bible tells us that Jesus is in control.
喺第34-35节，彼得再引用大卫喺诗篇110篇第一节所讲嘅说话。
So in verse 34 to 35, Peter again quotes Jesus' words in Psalm chapter 110, verse 1.
大卫他说,主对我主说,你坐在我的右边。
So in verse 34, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand.
请 PowerPoint show 34. 主对我主说,你坐在我的右边。
So the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand.
第一个主是指这个Yahweh耶和华。
So the first Lord refers to Jehovah.
第二个主是指一个比大卫更加尊贵的主。
The second Lord refers to a Lord more exalted than David.
好像大卫在听他们两个之间的对话。
It's as if David overheard their conversation.
但大卫他并没有升过上天上。
David did not ascend to heaven.
大卫没有坐过在耶和华的右边。
Nor sit at the right hand of the Lord Jehovah.
但是这里彼得说，但这个主今天已经来到了。
But here Peter says, the Lord has come today.
他现在坐在主耶和华的右边。
He now sits at the right hand of the Lord Jehovah.
耶稣的复活与被升高去掌权，就是应验这句的说话。
So Jesus' resurrection, exaltation, and reign are fulfilling this statement.
第36节说，耶稣就是神所立的主，所立的基督。
In verse 36, Jesus Christ is the Lord appointed by God.
主耶和华呢个字
，the word Lord Jehovah，
啊，系旧约系专系用嚟称呼神嘅。
It's used in Old Testament specifically to refer to God。
啊，而基督就即系尼赛亚呢个字嘅希腊文翻译。
So Christ in Christ is the Greek translation of Messiah。
啊，即系话佢呢度想讲嘅话，即系话耶稣就系神啦。
Jesus is God。
系一个有主权嘅王。
The sovereign Lord。
系罪人嘅救主。
The Savior of sinners。
啊，而神叫耶稣而家坐喺佢右边嘅时候。
So God's order for Jesus Christ to sit at his right hand.
他就宣布说其实耶稣的救赎的工作已经完成了。
Signifies that Jesus Christ's work of redemption is complete.
可以坐下来。
They can sit down.
旧约所有祭司的工作可以停止了。
So the work of all Old Testament priests can cease.
现在征告耶稣在他征高掌权的里面
So Jesus is exalted and in reign
第三五节直到有一天他说等我似以你的仇敌作你的脚凳
So
直到有一天等我似你的仇敌作你的脚凳
So until the day comes until I make your enemies your footstool
即是说彼得要我们知道的第五件事是什么呢
So, we are told the fifth, what the fifth thing is.
连到有一天
Until the day comes.
连最后的仇敌撒旦和死亡都会被践踏在耶稣的脚下。
Your enemy, Satan and death, will be defeated.
当一切都准备好的时候
When everything is ready,
最后耶稣会再回来去做审判。
Jesus will come back to judge the world.
而且欢接去接我们去到他的永远的最终的国里面。
And then welcome us into his eternal and final kingdom.
在那里他和基督的在永恒的里面去一同去作王。
So we'll reign with Christ in eternity.
到新天新地的时候。
On that day,
新天新地的 New Heaven, New Earth
and New Heaven, New Earth
那里会再没有眼泪再没有死亡再没有痛苦
There will be no tear, no pain, no death
但今天耶稣复活这个信息带来给我们生命有什么改变呢
But what transformation does this resurrection message bring to our lives today?
首先 当日在堂的以色列人他觉得很好扎心。
First, the Israelites present that day felt the pain of grief.
他们钉在十字架上，这个耶稣竟然是主，是尼赛亚。
Whom they crucified on the cross was the Lord, the Messiah Christ.
彼得说你要悔改啊，奉耶稣基督的名去受洗。
Peter told them to repent and to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
他当日有三千多人去信主。
3,000 people believed in the Lord that day.
今日当未信的朋友，今日你听到这个信息的时候，你会有什么反应呢
？For those who is not believers yet, what actions will you take?
第二个嘅对我哋嚟讲会有咩改变呢
？Second.
喺哥林多后书第五章第十五节。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 15,
他说定且他即是讲耶稣替众人死，是叫那些活着的人不再为自己而活，乃为替他们死而复活的主活。
And he died for all, that those who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who for their sake died and was raised.
首先第24节讲到复活的时候
In verse 24, when we talk about resurrection,
他说讲到复活，他说神将死的痛苦解释了，即是放开来了。
The resurrection is God releasing the pain of death.
正经讲这个痛苦这个字
The word pain in the Bible.
啊，呢个字亦都用嚟做喺生，即系妇人生产呢个痛苦嘅字。
It's also used in the pain of childbirth.
啊，即系话复活系带嚟一个新嘅生命嘅诞生。
The resurrection brings the birth of a new life.
啊，正如当日以色列人俾神去带离开埃及嘅时候。
Just as the Israelites were led out by Egypt, out of Egypt by God.
啊，嗰个佢哋喺埃及已经孕育已久嗰个嘅生命。
Their lives long gestating there in Egypt.
啊，好似经过生产嘅痛苦一样，去经过红海。
Endure the pain of childbirth, cross the Red Sea.
啊，喺个新嘅国家去诞生。
And a new nation was born.
啊，新嘅生命去开始。
A new life again.
啊，正如我哋今日因住耶稣基督同死里复活嘅时候。
Now Jesus Christ's resurrection brings a new beginning to humanity.
带嚟俾我哋人有一个新嘅生命嘅开始。
A new beginning to humanity.
啊，带嚟呢个新约嘅教会嘅诞生。
A New Testament church.
啊。重生咗个生嗰、那个嘅生命，系应该跟以前嘅生命系完全唔同嘅。
This rebirth life, reborn life, is entirely different from the previous one.
啊，呢一个应该系一个完全唔一样嘅生活方式。
It's a different way of life.
啊，即系话佢话唔再为自己而活，而系将佢嘅生命嘅主权，将我哋生命嘅主权交俾神。
No longer living for ourselves, but surrendering the sovereignty of life to God.
所以就算我们经历人生的大风暴的里面，
Even amidst life's great storms.
所以我们要经历的疾病和死亡，
Facing illness and death.
我们的心里头仍然可以充满着盼望，
The heart remains filled with hope.
仍然可以有一个喜乐和充满的勇气的面对每一日。
Filled with joy and courage to face every day.
拿撒勒人耶稣本来是一个不受欢迎的名字。
Jesus of Nazareth was not originally a popular name.
啊，他被出卖，被视为亵渎神的人。
He was betrayed, considered a blasphemer, crucified.
他被钉在十字架。
Crucified.
之后门徒因为害怕犹太人要躲起来。
His disciples hid from the Jews out of fear.
但现在看了门徒奉耶稣的命去行神迹。
But now miracles were performed in Jesus' name.
他们又说凡求告主名的人必得救。
It is said that those who called on the name of the Lord will be saved.
就是因为这个空的坟墓就证明耶稣就是主，就是基督。
The empty tomb proves that Jesus is the Lord.
虽然我们今天这个世界
Although the world today is in turmoil,
或咁即系我哋嘅生命嘅都好似个大水翻腾嘅一样。
It's like we are facing great flood in our life.
耶稣仍然系喺度作王，去掌管紧一切。
Jesus Christ remains in control and overseeing everything.
耶稣嘅复活都带第二带俾我哋有个人生嘅目标同埋动力。
So Jesus' resurrection gives us our life goals and motivation.
我哋而家另外一个现象嘅系咩咧？好多人对神个国嘅事情漠不关心，甚至放弃。
Another phenomenon is that many people are indifferent to or have given up on God's kingdom.
呢个空个坟墓定唔系一个好似个防空洞一样？
An empty tomb is not like a bunker.
啊，等我哋咧匿喺入边
，providing protection.
啊，匿喺入边咧，我得到咩？得到个保护啊，得到安定。
Hide inside, providing get protection and security.
喺嗰度去等候呢个战争嘅结束。
While we're waiting for the war to end.
啊，或者我哋喺度等候我哋上天堂。
We're waiting for.
To go to heaven.
To go to heaven.
但是主耶稣基督复活去升天去掌权的时候，
But the Lord Jesus Christ has risen, ascended, and reigns.
他正在是呼召我们，好像基督的精兵在这里去前进。
He takes us to, he calls us to take to advance like soldiers of Christ.
雖然我哋有疲累、有失望嘅時候
，although there may be weariness, disappointment.
雖然我哋有懷疑，我哋有掙扎
，we might have doubt and struggle.
但係因住主耶穌已經復活啦。
But because of the Lord's resurrection,
我哋今日可以仍然站立得穩
，we can stand firm.
仍然有勇气的继续向前行
and have the courage to move forward.
我们仍然重新去继续神给我们教会那个使命
We will continue to work together, fulfilling the life God has given the church.
就是教会去敬拜神，去赞美神
to worship and praise God.
去传福音，去见证主复活的大能。
To preach the gospel and to witness to the power of the Lord Jesus' resurrection.
我哋今日唔系净系单单为咗就去生存 survival.
It's not just for survival.
我哋今日系乃系带住个勇气同埋一个盼望去背起我哋嘅十字架。
But with courage and hope to take up our cross.
哪怕呢个十字架会带俾我哋羞辱或者伤痛苦。
Even it might bring us shame and pain.
神正喺度呼召我哋背起我哋嘅十字架。
God called us to carry our cross to follow Him.
跟随我们的主去侍奉基督。
To follow Him to serve our Lord Jesus Christ.
第三，这些就是我们要赞美神的原因了。
So this is the third point that we should pray.
就算我们每一个人在绝望和痛苦的里面。
Even though we might be in despair and pain.
我们仍然每一天，我们都要拥戴我们的主为王。
But every day we bring exaltation to our Lord.
赞美祂的恩典和赞美神一切的作为。
To praise His grace and everything He does.
并且过一个不一样的信靠和信服的生活。
To live a life of faith and obedience.
我们一起来祈祷。
Let's pray.
神啊，我哋赞美你。
Lord, we praise you.
因为你已经复活。
Because you have resurrected.
你已经去升到天上，去坐在天父神嘅右边。
You have exalted at the right hand side of God.
你曾经应许过有一日你会再翻嚟。
One day you will come back.
审判呢个世上。
To judge the world.
你都将我哋从呢个世上嘅永就拯救出嚟。
You save us from this world.
去接我哋去到你嘅新天新地嘅里面。
To bring us to the new heavens and new earth.
但系呢个系你系俾我哋嘅应许。
This is what you have promised us.
你都系我哋最大嘅盼望。
That's our greatest hope.
求主俾我哋嘅过每日嘅生活。
God, we ask that in our daily life.
好似你嘅精兵一样。
Like we are the soldiers of Christ.
去繼續你就同喺教會裡面去繼續你所俾我哋嘅使命。
To continue the mission you've given us in church at church.
俾我哋同愛向愛哭嘅人一同愛哭。
To grieve with those who grieves.
亦都俾我哋教會就學一同佢學習去彼此相愛。
To help teach us how to love each other.
我哋咁樣祈禱係奉主耶穌基督嘅名求。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.